There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
The track too tough to tame. The Lady in Black.
The NASCAR Cup Series is back.
Everybody trying to find grip here at Darlington Raceway in the early going.
After months of silence, engines roar once again at the track too tough to tame.
Final time off turn number 2 and up the back straightaway here at Darlington Raceway.
It's the NASCAR Cup Series at Darlington Raceway.
You have just won Darlington.
Sunday at 11:30 on the Motor Racing Network.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media.
Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin
Wall. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Every time I hear Joe Biden, I just crack up.
Lime dog face pony soldier.
Yeah. Great to have you with us. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Tuesday. I always love it when we get to have Cassie Smedley on because she's one of my old Kansas City buddies. We both grew up in Kansas City. We both went to Catholic schools, and we have all gone on to fame and fortune elsewhere. Cassie joins me, and my understanding is you were back in Kansas City this weekend.
I had a trip back home before all of this, and I decided, well, if the plane's still flying, I'm going to do what I can to be on it. So, yes, so I got out and got a change of scenery for a couple of days.
That is great. And especially because you guys are kind of like locked down. You got like martial law in the district. I mean, you live right on Capitol Hill. You guys are locked down pretty good, are you not?
Yeah, our closest green space, the park a block away, is being patrolled by the National Guard. And, of course, it's all masks all the time. And I have to say, people are abiding by it, showing that it's possible. But, yeah, here in the district, we're kind of in a real no man's land because the mayor still hasn't told us our stay at home order is supposed to expire on Friday. She still hasn't told us if that's going to be extended or not. And so it's really hard for everyone from restaurants to just childcare to plan. So that's been a bit of a nuisance here, even probably more so than people are fine wearing their masks or adhering to whatever social distance policy, but just let us know a plan.
Take me through what the experience of flying, and by the way, Cassie Smedley, for those of you that don't know, is the Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director. We'll talk some politics here in just a bit, but I want to get to her story of traveling from our nation's capital back to Kansas City over the weekend. Tell me what that experience was like.
Yeah, well, I just want to say it was a good exercise in showing how, you know, we're not opening the gates and letting the stampede run through. It's a cautiously optimistic approach to what life can be like. So went on the plane, wore my mask, wiped down my seat, but I got to tell you, the cleanest the airplane has ever been. There was probably 50 of us on each flight and no beverage service. So I brought my own snack, brought my own sandwich. But everything was clean. And one thing that I was really amazed by is that even at the airport, people naturally socially distanced. People didn't just sit right on top of each other, or even when we were waiting in line to board, everybody kind of gave each other room. In fact, it was nice because normally there's the rush for everybody to get in line and then just wait and hang out. People stayed in their seats until their number was called or whatever. So it was an optimistic sign that while I know people will take their time and go when they're comfortable, that the thing that people are doing it right and people are being respectful of the concern and of the process. And so I hope that we'll see that continue with restaurants and such. And I know so many restaurants in Kansas City, people were able to open with limited number of people, just a percentage of the restaurant you could sit in, but people did it and they adhered to it. And so I think it's a really good sign, as we've seen in other states, Georgia, Indiana, that Florida, that people are willing to make this work because we need to get back to work. And that's a really good incentive to accommodate these new kind of social norms.
And what was it like to go from a District of Columbia that's on lockdown and Missouri, Kansas, that have started coming out, getting back to work, so to speak? What was it like to get some fresh air and to get out of the martial law in our nation's capital?
Right. Well, of course, you're going to an area, and the area that I'm particularly from, north of the river, has had a very low number of cases, too. So, and people are, you know, you drive your car into your garage. It's not like you walk on the street. So there's just naturally more social distancing anyway. So there's a real appetite to get back to work and open things up again cautiously. But one thing we did do, and again in our county, is churches were able to open again. And so we did go to church, and it was a limited number of people, and we sat every other pew, but there was just this almost a release of tension. We wore masks, we wore gloves, but to see someone in person, to hear the word in person, that what that does for your psyche says, okay, now we can do this. And so finding that balance, and the president has talked a lot about this, and I think it really resonates with folks as we move towards this new reopening phase of nobody's going to force you to leave your house if you're not comfortable. Nobody is saying open the gates and everybody run out. We're going to do this in a way that makes sense. And people obviously don't want us to revert and go backwards. So we want to keep moving forwards to back to hopefully a full reopening. But it does something for your psyche to be able to see your neighbor or your friend in person and not just over Zoom or text or waving through a window. And I think that's going to be a big piece, too, as people start to venture out with finding their comfort level again. I think that's really going to help as they have more interactions, even if they're from 10 feet away.
Again, Cassie Smedley joining us, the Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director, just back from Kansas City, our old stomping ground. I know that we've all been on lockdown and stay-at-home orders and self-quarantine and 14 days of this and 14 days of that. But even with that, the RNC and the Trump campaign, am I right? You guys set a record for April right in the middle of the coronavirus?
We did. 61.7 million is what we announced yesterday, 200 million cash on hand. And what I love about that number, and I think what we're so grateful for, is that two-thirds of it comes from small-dollar donors. We know, and you and I have talked about this, spending your money, parting with your money, and giving to a political organization is always a decision not to be taken lightly. But especially in this day and age, when you're really thinking hard about where that $10 or $20 is going, that people feel the right spot, the people who are most apt and ready to take care of them and empower them are President Trump and Republicans. That's the message that we're receiving with this record-breaking number. That's the message that we're receiving with the hundreds of thousands of new people who have signed up to volunteer or taken part in one of our virtual trainings over the last month and a half or so, is that despite the hum of the daily news, which would have you believe the sky is falling, Chicken Little, that we see a far different story playing out in the actions that hardworking everyday Americans are taking in supporting the president and Republicans.
I like what Brad Parscale said. He said, once again, the Trump campaign's colossal fundraising haul reaffirms that President Trump will lead an unstoppable juggernaut this November. while do-nothing Democrats have recklessly held up funds for our nation's small businesses and played political games. Is there any correlation that we know of and anything you can hang your hat on that tells you that there is a correlation between fundraising and success in November?
Well, again, and we look at, because that's a tangible item that people are spending their money on, and if someone invests in you, we don't just call them donors, we call them investors. You want to take care of that investment. And so that's translated into people volunteering and making phone calls and joining one of our engagement trainings to figure out how better to talk to their neighbors or how best. So we saw that in 16. And again, with more than, by now, we're probably close to 2 million new volunteers who have joined our movement since the president took office. That's incredible to see that he's not just relying on the same votes from 2016. We're expanding the map. We're growing the party, more people coming under our tent. And we saw this, I know we've talked about this before, with the rallies, that we would get crossover of lifetime Democrats who were coming and attending our rallies and saying, I'm joining President Trump and Republicans now. We're seeing that in our volunteers, of people who don't like the heavy-handedness of their local elected officials, be it a governor or their members of Congress, with the response to this COVID-19 pandemic, and are saying, my vote, my time is going to be spent with President Trump and Republicans who are trying to empower me and are trying to offer relief to my family while also setting our country up to be able to bounce back from this. It's really become issue number one.
Cassie, I just in listening to the president at some of his press conferences and coronavirus newsers, the one thing that I've taken away is that the president has repeatedly said, hey, I rebuilt our economy once, I can do it again. Is that, are those kind of the marching orders right now, that the president's rebuilt the economy once, he can do it again? Is that the messaging you're going to be putting out?
Yes, absolutely. Because in this, someone smarter than me pointed this out, you know, in the economic collapse of 2008, that was an economic collapse. Those jobs went away. We're dealing with a pandemic. And when you have a president who the first thing he did when he came to office was he deregulated, got rid of 22 regulations for any one new regulation that was introduced. What that did for local economies, in particular, local industries, that allowed more product to be manufactured back here in the United States. All of these things that he did once, he's going to continue to make that the priority going forward, which will, again, invoke this bounce back. That's a fundamentally different view and way of doing things than what Democrats and the Obama and Biden administration did when they oversaw the slowest recovery in our nation's history after the economic collapse in 2008-2009. So that's why we're going to come back, because President Trump has led an America-empowered effort to bring back our economy once, and he'll do it again, and maybe even faster than he did it the last time.
Cassie Smedley joining us from the Republican National Committee. Does it worry you that the re-election prospects, as some in the media have said, may be tied to something we can't see, we can't feel? All we can do is try and fight it. I'm talking about the coronavirus. Is that going to be an issue, or is it the issue of this 2020 reelect?
Well, we know in this moment it is the top issue, because, of course, it's related to the perennial top issues, economy and security, be it national security or your physical health security. But interesting words of what we can't see. The fight that we have to take on of the invisible enemy. I mean, right now you literally have President Trump, who we can see every day fighting for us, and his opponent, Joe Biden, we literally cannot see. He's hiding in his basement. He's not getting out. He's taking on soft interviews. He's avoiding questions, whether it's on Tara Reid or now with Michael Flynn and Obamagate. Just this morning, he had another dodge and a lie. And so to look at your choices come November, we have real-time examples of how these two men lead in a time of crisis. One is actually out there in front of us, willing to take on the biased media, willing to push through whatever to get information to the American people. And then you have another candidate who's happy to hide in his basement. And whether it's a pandemic or whatever crisis may come our way in the future, don't you want to keep your bet with the guy you know will continue to fight for you. And that's what President Trump is showing the American people. And again, I think that's reflected in how people are investing their really hard-earned money with the president and Republicans.
Cassie, this is going to be, at least it, so far, looks like it may be a mail-in campaign. It may be a campaign election. And I'm curious if, you know, what the concerns of the campaign, what the concerns of the RNC are in going to either a totally mail-in presidential election or half and half.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you asked that. So we've got a great website out called protectthevote.com. And the reason that website exists is the Democrats, for years and years and years, far predating this crisis, have been pushing for an all mail-in voting system. And things that that would include are that you, if you were registered to vote, they would send a ballot to everybody on a voter roll, regardless of if you requested one, which is how the system is now. They would remove important signature verification safeguards. They would expand ballot harvesting, which, you know, in neighboring California has been just unreal the way that that's been taken advantage of and in a negative way. And they've been pushing for this for a long time, and they're using coronavirus as their latest reason for trying to get this done. And from our perspective, from the Republican Party, our number one priority is to make sure that every American citizen of voting age has the ability to vote. And there's nothing that stands in the way of that right now, be it going to your poll, early voting, or if you're not able to make it to a polling location, requesting an absentee ballot. There's no reason to do a national mail-in ballot program, which we know is ripe for an increase in fraud. So we're working with our state parties to hit back at all of the Democrats' individual efforts to try and utilize this, or take advantage, I should say, this coronavirus crisis as their opportunity to institute their preferred mail-in ballot, national mail-in ballot measure. We think that you should be able to beat someone fair and square at the ballot box. If you can't beat them at the ballot box, then you didn't win. You can't rig your way to a win. And that's what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to maintain the integrity of our elections.
Cassie, the sprint to the finish is on. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. Glad you brought home some barbecue sauce. I've got to get you some Pat Mahomes cereal that they're selling in grocery stores there like crazy. That'll be that'll be on your wish list for next time.
Yes, that's a deal. I'll send you sauce. You send me cereal.
There you go. I love it. Cassie, thank you so much. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week.
Cassie Smedley joining us, Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director, joining us from the swamp, from her home, believe it or not, in the District of Columbia, which, by the way, is on virtual lockdown. I mean, you can't even, they got, what did she say? The National Guard is patrolling the parks. That's a little scary. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I've got one of those really cool thermometers, digital thermometers, where you don't have to put anything under your tongue or between your armpit or anything. You just stick it on your forehead, and it gives you your temperature. 97.4. I'm healthy. Healthy as a horse.
Well, are you checking everybody's temperature when they come into your studio there?
You bet your life.
You're checking Mark every day when he comes in?
I am. Well, nobody is safe from my thermometer.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. I'll be taking temperatures for everybody as we go along. As we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's foremost infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking at a Senate hearing being held by two committees remotely at this hour. Fauci says that he's okay with opening parts of the nation and parts of certain states if it's safe to do so. But he says he's also got concerns that some states might move too quickly.
My concern is that we will start to see little spikes that might turn into outbreaks. So therefore, I have been being very clear in my message to try to the best extent possible to go by the guidelines, which have been very well thought out and very well delineated.
Two newborns among more than a dozen people killed when ISIS gunmen stormed an Afghan hospital today. At least three of the attackers were killed by Afghan special forces. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Two NASCAR families have new additions to celebrate this week. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Wing sprint cars. That's what we talk about on Wing Nation, presented by Hercules Tire. I'm Steve Post. Join Aaron Evernham and me Tuesdays at noon Eastern Time as we talk with race winners and newsmakers from dirt tracks across America. From the world of outlaws to your local track, we cover the greatest show on dirt. Join us live Tuesday on Facebook Live or WingNation.com, or catch our Tuesday and Thursday podcasts on YouTube or your favorite podcast provider. Wing Nation, your home for Wing Sprint Car Talk.
This is MRN's Mike Bagley, and your eNASCAR iRacing race day is about to get more exciting. Finish Line, the preeminent free-to-play NASCAR game, is live and free to download for Apple and Android devices. Completely free-to-play, Finish Line gives you a chance to win or share our $5,000 weekly jackpot. The eNASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series is revving up, so get the app and make your picks. Download the Finish Line app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Each race day is a new chance to win $5,000. Will you be next?
Late last week, Joey Logano and wife Brittany became parents for the second time with the arrival of son Jameson Jet Logano last Thursday. Incidentally, Logano is the most recent winner of the NASCAR Cup Series, taking the checkered flag at the Phoenix Raceway back on March 8th. The series gets back on track this Sunday at the Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. And congratulations to NASCAR Xfinity Series driver Daniel Hemric and wife Kenzie on the birth of their first child over the weekend. Daughter Ren Haven Hemric was born late Saturday night, just minutes before Mother's Day. See more at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
So good to have you with us. It is the Tuesday edition of Live and Local Now. You know, in these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. That's why I recently called my friends at Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure that I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about, 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent. And the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. And in these uncertain times, who couldn't use a little more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers. They are a brokerage. They're not an insurance company. They're a brokerage. So what they do is they get you the very best. From Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance? Would you like to do it from the comfort of your own sofa or recliner? And would you also like to improve your coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group. No matter where you live across the state of Nevada, call right now, 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. Now that's 702-714-1060. All it'll cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is in modified self-quarantine because he was around somebody who tested positive. And he was testifying before a Senate committee. I want you to listen to his opening statement, though. Everybody's looking to see if there is distance between Dr. Fauci and the president. See if you can find any. Here it is.
The strategic plan that we have is fourfold. One, to improve our fundamental knowledge of the virus and the disease it causes. Next, to develop new point-of-care diagnostics. Next, to characterize and test therapeutics. And finally, develop safe and effective vaccines. First, with regard to diagnostics, as you probably heard from Dr. Francis Collins last Thursday, the NIH has developed a rapid acceleration of diagnostics program called RADx, with an award to that specific program up to $500 million to support the development of COVID-19 diagnostics. It is a national call for innovative technologies that will be evaluated in a shark tank-like selection process to get to either success or failure rapidly. Moving on to therapeutics, I'll talk a bit about the remdesivir success antiviral in a moment, but let me emphasize that there are a number of broad-spectrum antivirals that are in various stages of testing. In addition, we will be looking at convalescent plasma, which is plasma from individuals who've recovered from COVID-19 to be used in passive transfer, either in prevention or treatment. In addition, hyperimmune globulin, which can be used as a gamma globulin shot. We'll be looking at repurposed drugs, as well as immune-based therapies and host modifiers, and finally, monoclonal antibodies. Let me take a moment to describe the remdesivir placebo-controlled randomized trial, which was done internationally with a power of more than 1,000 individuals in sites throughout the world. It was in hospitalized patients with lung disease. The endpoint was primarily time to recovery. The result was statistically significant, but really modest. And we must remember, it was only a modest result showing that the drug made a 31% faster time to recovery. We hope to build on this modest success with combinations of drugs and better drugs. Moving on to vaccines, there are at least 8 candidate COVID-19 vaccines in clinical development. The NIH has been collaborating with a number of pharmaceutical companies at various stages of development. I will describe one very briefly, which is not the only one, but one that we have been involved in heavily developing with Moderna. It's a messenger RNA platform. You might recall in this committee that in January of this year, I said that it would take about 1 year to 18 months if we were successful in developing a vaccine. The NIH trial moved very quickly. On January 10th, the sequence was known. On January the 11th, the Vaccine Research Center met to develop a plan. And on the 14th of January, we officially started the vaccine development. 62 days later, we are now in phase 1 clinical trial with the 2 doses already fully enrolled. There will be animal safety. The phase 1 will directly go into phase 2-3 in late spring and early summer. And if we are successful, we hope to know that in the late fall and early winter. There are some important issues, however, in COVID-19 vaccine development. We have many candidates that hope to have multiple winners. In other words, it's multiple shots on goal. This will be important because this will be good for global availability if we have more than one successful candidate. We also, as the chairman mentioned, will be producing vaccine at risk, which means we'll be investigating considerable resources in developing doses even before we know any given candidate or candidate's work. I must warn that there's also the possibility of negative consequences, where certain vaccines can actually enhance the negative effect of the infection. The big unknown is efficacy. Will it be present or absent, and how durable will it be? And finally, I want to mention the NIH has launched a public-private partnership called Accelerating COVID-19 Therapeutic Interventions and Vaccines. The purpose of that is to prioritize and accelerate clinical evaluation of therapeutic candidates with near-term potential. Hopefully, our research efforts, together with the other public health efforts, will get us quickly to an end to this terrible ordeal that we are all going through. Thank you very much. Happy to answer questions later.
So there you have it, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Testifying before what is called the HELP Committee, the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee on Capitol Hill, although everybody was pretty spread out. The chairman, Lamar Alexander, was home back in Tennessee, self-quarantining for 14 days. And so was Dr. Anthony Fauci, although it looked like he was in his office at the National Institutes of Health. But interesting, talking about vaccines and therapeutics. I know you have a busy life. Even if you are laid off or you're furloughed, you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we created something brand new. It's called Live and Local Now on Demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue? Then Live and Local Now on Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to kevinwallradio.com. You'll have an opportunity to hear every interview we do, every hour of every show. All 3 hours are all right there. So check it out. Go to kevinwallradio.com. Now, I want to go to the audio sound bites just very quickly because the president abruptly ended his press briefing yesterday. And it was just classic. I mean, this was, in fact, let's go to cut 3. This was the president with an abrupt end to his news conference after a nasty question from Weijia Jiang of CBS and CNN's Caitlin Collins. Listen to how this thing all went down. Here it is.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So
said many times that the U.S. is doing far better than any other country when it comes to testing.
Yes.
Why does that matter? Why is this a global competition to you if every day Americans are still losing their lives and we're still seeing more cases every day?
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world. And maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer. Yes, behind you, please.
What, sir, why are you saying that to me specifically?
I'm telling you. I'm not saying it specifically to anybody. I'm saying it to anybody that would ask a nasty question
like
that.
That's not a nasty
question. Please go ahead.
Why does it matter?
Okay. Anybody else? Please, go ahead in the back, please.
I have two questions.
No, it's okay.
But you pointed to me. I have two questions, Mr. President.
Next, please.
But you called on me.
I did, and you didn't respond, and now I'm calling on the young lady in the back, please.
I just wanted to let my colleague finish, okay. But can I ask you
ladies and gentlemen,
please?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Boy, you want to talk about the White House press corps being a little childish. Wait a minute, you called on me. You called on me like a kindergarten teacher. You called on me. You called on me. Unbelievable. More to do. More to do as we continue. More from the president. Oh, and Tucker Carlson caught NBC News in, I guess, the journalistic equivalent of a little white lie, a little faulty editing here. Tucker Carlson. No. Tucker Carlson calls out NBC News. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
I love Jody Messina. I love my Give a Damn's Busted.
Can say you got issues. You can say you're a victim. It's all your parents' fault. I mean, after all, you didn't pick them. Maybe somebody else has got time to listen. My Give a Damn's Busted.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. I love it when the folks at Fox News catch the fake news media in a lie, either through selective editing or some other nefarious means. So it was last night that Tucker Carlson catches NBC News in a lie. Selective interview editing. Here's how it came down last night on Fox News Channel.
On Friday, Obama had a purportedly private call with supporters that, of course, was immediately leaked to the media. In it, the man who sicked law enforcement on his political rivals accused the current administration of undermining the rule of law.
That's the kind of stuff where you begin to get worried that basic, not just institutional norms, but our basic understanding of rule of law is at risk.
Institutional norms. These people are nothing if not predictable. What you just heard, as always, was textbook projection. You see it again and again and again. What they accuse you of doing, they are eagerly doing themselves. The rule of law, yelps Obama. It's almost amusing. The press doesn't find it funny in the slightest. They see no irony at all. They repeat it verbatim with solemn faces. Over the weekend, Chuck Todd of NBC accused the Attorney General Bill Barr of gutting the rule of law, of ignoring it completely. And to prove that, Chuck Todd used what seemed to be quite a damning quote. Watch this.
I want you to listen to this Bill Barr answer to a question about what will history say about this. Wait till you hear this answer. Take a listen.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
I was struck, Peggy, by the cynicism of the answer. It's a correct answer, but he's the Attorney General. He didn't make the case that he was upholding the rule of law.
Struck by the cynicism. Chuck Todd, who is married to a political consultant, was just struck by the cynicism. He could barely believe it. He was stunned. Bill Barr didn't even mention upholding the rule of law. Kind of a major omission for an attorney general. But wait, It turns out that Bill Barr did mention the rule of law. It was at the center of his answer. Now, that was a CBS tape. NBC got a hold of it and edited out the words to distort Bill Barr's meaning. We have the real tape. Here it is.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history. But I think a fair history would say it was a good decision because it upheld the rule of law.
Yeah. To be clear, Catherine Herridge did not edit that tape. She did a straightforward interview. NBC News edited the tape. Now, if you're shocked that a news network could be that openly and aggressively dishonest, so buffoonishly dishonest, then you haven't been paying very close attention for the past 4 years. They've been doing it since day one with the Russia hoax, and they don't plan to stop now.
I just love it. I just love it. When folks like Fox News and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, when they end up calling out the fake news media, there's something magical about that. It's also interesting when newsmakers essentially turn the guns around on the fake news media. For instance, Peter Navarro, who's the White House advisor, deals in supply chain issues relative to the coronavirus. He was on CNBC yesterday and called out the Sunday shows as they almost totally ignored China's role in the coronavirus. And here's how he went after the Sunday shows.
Yesterday, the pity party, which was called the Sunday shows, I found it astonishing that there was absolutely no mention of China's role in creating this pandemic. It was like the Immaculate Conception. Somehow this pandemic just descended on us. But I think it is worth saying this, Joe. This president, Donald J. Trump, built up the most beautiful and strong economy in 3.5 years. And it is simply a fact that China spawned that virus. That is a fact. China hid that virus for about 2 months. That is a fact, behind the shield of the World Health Organization. Now, here's the thing, Joe. While they did that, flights out of Wuhan couldn't go to Beijing or Shanghai, but they sure as heck could go to Milan and New York, and hundreds of thousands of Chinese super spreaders seeded the entire world with what would become a pandemic. And now, this is also a fact because, Joe, it's based on China's own customs data. Right out of their website, they went from a net exporter of PPE to a net importer. They bought over 2 billion masks, gloves, goggles, you name it, scooped it up from all over the world.
It's the smoking gun, folks. That's Peter Navarro, White House advisor, on CNBC yesterday. This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Big show coming up. Tommy White, Laborers Union Local 872. He's the business manager there. Will tell us how the Allegiant Stadium project is coming along. Also, a little bit later on, Rosalie Bingham is a candidate for Congress in that very crowded Republican primary in District 4. Catherine Jacoby is Nevada Restaurant Association president and CEO. Yeah. She'll join us a little bit later on in the show. We'll find out how restaurants are going to respond to phase one from Governor Sisolak. All that and more coming up live and local now.